They own only what they were able to carry out of Afghanistan. Clothes, a few small personal items, and their most treasured possession, their faith in Jesus. These recent converts to Christianity have already paid the price for their newfound faith. They had to flee their homes in Afghanistan after the Taliban takeover last year. They now live together in secret locations outside the country. A partner of Release International says they had to escape Afghanistan because they were known to be associated with the Americans. He said the Taliban know them and want to kill them. The latest report from the United States Commission on International Religious Freedom says persecution has increased since the Taliban returned to power. They received reports that the Taliban have gone door to door looking for Christian converts. Abbas, a former imam, is among them. Abbas knows what it is to suffer for Jesus. Searching for God, he started reading the Bible. Not long after, he says, I had a meeting with a pastor and came to faith. Abbas' conversion had two dramatic effects. It changed him from being an angry militant and put a target on his back. Before I was a Christian, I was very bitter, he says. I disliked everyone and was full of hatred. I lived like a militant and thought I was the only righteous person on earth. But when I met Jesus, I suddenly changed. I experienced grace, and the love of Christ on the cross came into my heart. I started to love everybody. That love was quickly put to the test. Abbas was abandoned by his family and friends and lost his business. A year later, someone tossed a grenade at his house. Then they tried to kidnap him. I lost everything except Jesus Christ, says Abbas. He asks, pray for me that I will be steadfast and live as a Christian even to death. My fear has gone, and I have a living hope in Jesus. I'm not afraid of persecution or of being killed. My eternity is safe.